Mit dem am vergangenen Dienstag veröffentlichten Update 4.0.0 für Battlefield 2042 wurden durch DICE nicht nur ein neuer Spezialist, die neue Karte sowie Waffen und einige Gameplay-Anpassungen ins Spiel integriert, sondern auch eine Menge unangekündigter Änderungen, die nicht in den Changenotes des Updates vermerkt waren. Da es sich beim jüngsten Battlefield 2042 wieder um ein großes Update handelt, wundert es nicht, dass auf Reddit inzwischen so einiges zusammengekommen ist. Schwere Probleme gibt es nicht. Es ist aber wie nach jedem Update sinnvoll, die Spieldateien zu überprüfen, um ein paar Fehler zu vermeiden. Die Neugierigen unter euch können sich nachfolgend die Liste der derzeit geheimen Änderungen des Battlefield 2042 Season 4 Updates ansehen. Battlefield 2042. Liste der unangekündigten Änderungen für Update 4.0.0. Route 1: If you don't gravis te hit ready at the beginning, you don't forcibly spawn. Route 2: The lock-on-off-effect now matches the chosen colors of your HUD. Route 3: Enemies spotted on minimap now are shown as a triangle facing up or down if they are on a different elevation than yours. Route 4: The new fall animation seems to be dialed down. Route 5: Bug introduced, Comorose chat doesn't show up and disappeared. Route 6: AI seems to have been improved. EDK about anyone else, but I'm getting killed more on even the beginner setting. Yep, they even jump out of vehicles to go a capture objective. They started to finally PTFO instead of jerking around like stupid bots. Route 7, bug introduced. There is no progression bar or enemy indicator while capturing flex edit. It's a user side bug. If you use custom PROVSAFE in user.cfg files, renew or delete them. Fixed it for me. Edit 2. It's bug for me. After the initial fix edit 3. To fix this, I had to validate all of my files on Steam. I also just adjusted the values for the objective icons in the options where you mess with their visibility, so it could have been that as well. Route 8: Some Volt Weapons had their Cobra reticles changed. Not all of them, some have some kind of double reticle. Route 9: There's a new video setting on PC called Shadow Filter. Can be set to PCF or PCSS. Route 10: Start of Round Intro is gone and Force Spawn disabled. Route 11: Takedowns now seem to be possible on more angels than is more forgiving. Route 12: The missions tab seems very reworked and very polished. I love it so much. Route 13: Kaspar's Drohne EMP now destroys electronic devices and armed explosives. Route 14: New endgame overall points. Route 15: When you die, the kill feed now pushes to the left of the windows showing the player that killed you. Route 16: You can now see the enemy's class icon by their name. I don't remember seeing that previously. Route 17: EOR screen font and visual style changed. Bigger numbers and text. Battle Pass Weekly Missions now have 3 challenges per tier, 9 in total per week plus the bonus mission. Route 18: On some weapons there seems to be an increase in visual recoil, added visual recoil. The SVK for example now slightly twists when firing. Good change. Route 19: I swear Sundance now has a much more deep voice, like they changed the tone a bit, someone else noticed the same. Route 20: Visual design on the HUD has been adjusted. Friendly and enemy markers on the minimal have a more distinct outline, and uncaptured, contested sectors are black instead of gray. Overall more readable at a glance. Route 21: Gun sounds and animations feel and sound a lot better, slicker. It seems the left side of the HUD was upscaled, the right side is still low res. I'm on 1440p. Both CPU and GPU are under 90% utilization. Blade 15 2070 Super i7-10875H. With OC and undervolting. Route 22. 40x scope has been added and then fun police took it out. Route 23. It says squashed in the kill feed when you get crushed. Vehicles that are full no longer show a square to spawn on. Like the MAV. But as soon as someone jumps out the square comes back and you can click it. Happens with squadmates too. Route 24: EOD boat no longer self repairs no fun. Route 25: Bug introduced. Super 500 shotgun crosshair is too big, like double big lol, probably will need a patch that needs to reduce its size. It looked okay on playtest videos. Route 26, Book introduced. When opening the big map, the green arrows, player and probably squadmates too, are static and don't turn facing the right directions. Apparently known by DICE already. Route 27, trying to type in chat during a game made my game crash on PS5 once. Might just be unlucky. Route 28, custom messages in portal have been redesigned and moved. Now on the left middle of the screen. To account for the new kill feed location, where the messages used to be, top right. World lock messages have also been polished some more. Route 29, book introduced. Sometimes there are no HUD elements when capturing a flag. You can only hear the audio cues. Route 30, book introduced. The X6 infiltration device static sound cue will keep playing even when you're not next to one, until you respawn. This one is very annoying. Route 31, book introduced. Battle Pass will book out and completely disappear from the main menu until you restart the game. This happened to me once and didn't get any progress for two full games. Route 32, book introduced. The Keybind Mouse 7 book is bug. If you want to change the KEY binds on PC with M and K, and put something on the mouse, it binds to the mysterious mouse 7 button, and will not change FX found delete PROFSAFE files, disable all Steam inputs. This is somehow a controller issue, even when no controller is attached, and restart the game. If the book appears via EA app, no idea how to fix it. Route 33, persistent book. Reactive hints is broken. I have the option turned off yet. I keep getting notifications when I need to reload or use Mad Pen for example. Route 34, anyway, they definitely nerfed the BSVM, has a lot more recoil and a lot less stability when shooting relatively rapidly. Rip my favorite gun. Possible changes to the damage range too, but not sure on that one. But it feels a lot worse. Edit. SVK seems affected too. My guns can't hit crap at range. Route 35, new, waiting lobby to fill, screen. You can now see specialists of your squad and customize loadout. Route 36, book introduced. Getting a weird book where super loud radio static will play over my audio and not go away until I respawn, very annoying. Route 37, persistent book. Vehicle menu is broken. It doesn't refresh after you open it, so whatever is available when you opened it will remain open, even though it's been taken. New vehicles that become open will not show. Route 38, there seems to be an ear-ringing noise if your health is low. Don't remember hearing it before today. Route 39, seems like BF3 weapons in Portal got reload animations tweaked. They appear to be a bit faster, more snappy. Sternchen Sternchen Route 40, book introduced, Sternchen cannot bind mouse buttons other than left click, see my post below. The only way to unbind left click is to completely reset all other binds. There's no pop-up when you click into the mouse keybinds that asks you to press a button to use as a bind, or conversely unbind. It just becomes left click, mouse 5, when you click the box. https://old.reddit.com/battlefield2042/-ins-ic-1/-since-the-controller-scheme-reshuffle-keynote-reshuffle-e-cache-41-various-icons-on-minimal-looks-sharper-and-better. Route 42-various-icons-and-had-improvements-along-the-board. Route 43, book introduced. Auto-throwing grenades and throwing knives on controller does not work. Route 44. Bots now in team deathmatch to fill out game lobby. Route 45, Condor has been affected by new jet changes to Route 46. Book fixed, horizontal HUD padding only affecting the left side. It now correctly pads both sides of the HUD. Route 47, book introduced. Sundance anti-armor nades don't show target lock. Route 48, needs photo verification. NTV no longer one-shots infantry when using high-power anti-materiel rounds.